Welcome back, everybody, to Omid Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We are on the top of Mem Ches Amud Beis. So we just finished our discussion on Zimun for now, and now we are going to get into the topic of benching itself, the Brichos Hamazon, how we got the text which we say today. So it says the Gemara of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, now throughout this Amud, we're going to have to continue to keep in mind the Machlokes as to which part of benching is Doraisa, which part is Derabanan. Is all of it Doraisa? Is some of it Doraisa? Is some of it Derabanan? Bracha Rishonim, Bracha Achrona. We seem to paskin that everyone agrees that Brachos HaMazon is a din de'oraisa in some capacity. Machlokes, how many of the brachos are? We assume that the first three are de'oraisa and hatov hametiv is de'rabbanan, but we know we've seen a machlokes on that. Amar is going to discuss a lot of this, and we're going to see tikkun, which yes, makes it sound like it's a din de'rabbanan, but then we're going to have psukim, which make it sound like it's a din de'oraisa. We're going to have psukim from Navi, which seem to imply that it's a divrei kabbalah type of din. So we're going to have to go and analyze all of that as we go through this amud. So says the Gemara Amar of Nachman, Moshe tikkun liyisrael brachas hazon mishashi yorad alehem man. So Moshe made the first bracha of benching of brachas hamazon. When the man fell down, he made this bracha of hazon es hakol. Yoshua tikkun lahem brachas haaretz kiven shenichnus laaretz. And Yoshua made the bracha of no delecha when they entered into the land of Israel. David u'Shlomo tikkunu bonei Yerushalayim. And David and Shlomo together, as a tag team of some sort, they made the bracha of bonei Yerushalayim. David tikkun ayisramcha al mechav yishalayim yirecha. So David made the part emphasizing Yerushalayim, which David helped build up. But Shlomo is the one who actually built the Beis HaMikdash, and he's the one who made that part of the bracha. Atov HaMetiv B'Yavne Tiknua. So the bracha of Atov HaMetiv, the fourth bracha of Berachas HaMazon, that was made in Yavne Keneged Haruge Beisar, in Beitar, in order to go ahead and remember those who were killed in Beitar. Amar of Masna, so Hayom she nitnu Haruge Beitar Lukfura, on that day that they were able to go ahead and bury the people who were killed during the Haruge Beitar, Tignu b'Yavne Atov HaMetiv. So the people in Yavne made this bracha of Atov HaMetiv. Atov shalo yisrichu v'hametiv shenitnu l'kfura. Hatov that their bodies didn't decompose. V'hametiv that were able to go and bury them. Around the time of Bayit Sheni, so there was a big massacre in Beitar, and they came back later when it was safer, and they were able to bury everyone, and it was a huge miracle. What day was this? What's Osu Ayom? This was Tu B'Av. This is one of the things that makes it one of the best days of the year. The Gemara in Tainus, the end, tells us that the two greatest days are Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. And Tu B'Av, one of the reasons given is because of what happened with the Haruge Beitar. So the Gemara goes on, the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan Arabai Sarnas and Raisa, Seidu Berachas HaMazon Kachi. So the order of Berachas HaMazon, what are we supposed to do? Bracha Rishon and Berachas HaZon. So the first bracha is Berachas HaZon, Shnia Berachas HaAretz. The second bracha is Berachas HaAretz. Shlish is Bonei Yerushalayim. The third bracha is Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim. Revi is Hatov HaMetiv. The fourth bracha is Hatov HaMetiv of Shabbos. And what do we do on Shabbos? Maslil B'Nechamu Mesayim B'Nechama. So we go and we start with Nechama and we throw it in during the third bracha. We mention it in the bracha of Rachim Na. That's when we go ahead and have our addition for Shabbos. One more Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza. And we go and we have Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza. We mention the Shabbos day in Ritzeh V'Hachlitenu. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ritzeh Ratzel La'umra B'nechama Omra B'rechaz Ha'aretz Omra B'rechaz Shetiknu Chacham B'yavna Omra. So Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakhama that it's not necessarily said in the bracha of Rachim. It could be said in any bracha that you would want in the benching. The Chachamim say, Eino Omra El B'nechama B'vav. The Chachamim say that no, it must be said in the bracha of Rachim, Na Hashem Elokeinu, in the third bracha of benching. Asks the Gemara, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama, we said that the first shita was that you're supposed to say it in the third bracha of Rachim. And now this last shita of the Chachamim means that you need to say it in Rachim. So what's the difference? So answers the Gemara, Ika ben ayu diavad. The difference is the first shita, the Tanakama, seemed to say you should say it during the bracha of Rachim. But if you were to say it during a different bracha, even though it's not ideal, b'diavad you would be yotzei, but the Chachamim were pretty strict. They said, no, it can only be said during the bracha of Rachim. Otherwise, you would have to go ahead and repeat your Birchas HaMazon. So that's really the difference between them. Now we're going to go ahead and give psukim for all of these things mentioned in Berachas HaMazon. So, Tanu Rabbanan Arba Sons of Brisa Minayin LeBerachas HaMazon Min HaTorah. How do we know that benching is from the Torah? Shenemar V'Achalta V'Savatu Uveirachta Zu Berachas HaZon. The Pasuk tells us that we ate, we became satisfied, and we benched. The benching, that's Berachas HaZon. Es Hashem Elokecha Zu Berachas HaZimun. When the Pasuk says Es Hashem Elokecha, that's the bracha of Zimun. Al HaAretz Zu Berachas HaAretz. When the Pasuk says Al HaAretz, that's referring to the bracha of Aretz. Hatova, when it says Atova Zubene Yerushalayim, so this is referring to the bracha of Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer Har Atova Zeva Halvanon. We see that this word Tov is referring to Yerushalayim. Asher Nasan Lach, and when the pasuk says Asher Nasan Lach, Zu Atova Hametiv. This is referring to Atova Hametiv. This is the shita which assumes that Atova Hametiv would be deoraisa. That's why it's part of the pasuk. It asks the Brisa, Ein li alacho achorav. This only teaches me that we have a bracha achrona that we bench, lefana minayin. And how do we know that we make a bracha rishona? How do we know that we make a bracha samotzi? So if you remember back to Daf Lamed Hey, we had a whole machlokas in that whole page, and we ended off saying Ela Svarhu, that it's a svar, that it's asr lahanos ba'om hazeh b'lom bracha. You're not allowed to get any hana from this world without any bracha. But now we're getting into maybe some different shitas. We assume, again, that seems to be the main source. It seems to be bracha midirabanan. But now the Gemara is going to get into a bit of a discussion on this topic. So lefana minayin, how do we know that you have to make a bracha rishona? Amart kava chomer. So in order to answer this, we could say a kav chomer. A kav chomer is something which is a d'oraisa technique, but again, we seem to assume that it's d'rabbanan. So what's the kav chomer? Kishu save amivarach. If you're going to make a bracha when you're full, kishu raiv, lo kol shegein, are you not going to make a bracha when you're hungry? So what's the kav chomer here? Because you're going to enjoy it more. You're going to be more excited to have the food when you're hungry, so you would think to make a bracha then. So Rabbi Yomer Eino Tzarech, that you don't need this kav chomer. Why not? Because Rabbi says, V'achalta v'svato v'erachta shashem alokecha zuber chazazon. So the Pasuk tells us, as we pointed out, V'achalta v'svato v'erachta, that teaches us about birchas hazon. Aval birchas hazimon, so before we used Es Hashem Elokecha to teach us about Zimun, that's the Raisa, but we learned earlier in this parak, Migadlu Lashamiti Nafka, that comes from Gadlu Lashamiti. That's how we know three people, because it's one person saying Gadlu. That's how we know that it's three people, so that's where we get Zimun from. Al Ha'aretz Zuber Chazaretz, that's referring to Noda Lecha. Hatova Zubone Yerushalayim, Echenu Omer, Hahara Tova Zeva Halvanon. And as we said, that Hatov is referring to Yerushalayim. Hatova Ametiv Yavne Tiknua, and Hatova Ametiv was made in Yavne. So again, that seems to show that Hatova Ametiv is of Derabanan origin. Inli Elala Achorav, so this all teaches me about Bracha Achrona, but what about Lefan of Minayim? What about Bracha Rishona? Tamud Lomar Asher Nasan Lach. We have the pasuk which says Asher Nasan Lach, that he gave you, which implies that you must give bracha to Hashem Misha Nasan Lach, from when he gave you the food. That means before you eat it. This is what Rebbe was saying, that you don't need the kav chomer because the pasuk of Asher Nasan Lach teaches us that you have to make a bracha rishona. That's the second sheet of what we have as the source for bracha rishona. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Eino Tzarech. We don't need that pasuk either, because the pasuk says that he will bless your bread and your water. Al tikrei uveirach. Don't read this as he will bless, ela uvarich. Rather, you shall bless, meaning you should make a bracha before you go ahead and eat your bread. But emasai karoi lechem, and what is called bread to make a bracha? On kodem shiochalenu. Before you eat it, that's when it's called bread. After you eat it, that's already in your digestion system. That's not going to be considered bread. So this is a third source for how we know that you need a bracha. Rishon Rabbi Nasan Omer, Rabbi Nasan has another sheet, and he says, Eino tzarech, you don't need that pasuk. Harei you omer, because we have a pasuk that says, kevachem, ha'ir kein timtsuuno, so beterem yale habamasa lecho kilo yochal ha'am. The pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. So the context of this is that Shaul was told to go and find Shmuel because Shaul was going to be appointed as the first king of the Jewish people. Now, Shaul goes to the town and he asks, where is Shmuel? And there are a bunch of women who give him an answer. And instead of saying, just over there, they give this whole long story and they say, when you enter the city, you're going to go to this place. And he goes to a certain place to eat because they're not going to eat until they make a bracha. And only then do they invite people in. So now, in this whole spiel that these women were giving to Shaul, they added in that you make a bracha before you go ahead and eat, and that's how we know it. But now the Gemara gets onto a bit of a side tangent when talking about this pasuk of these women talking to Shaul. The Kol Kach Lama, why'd they have to give him such a long response? Why not just say, Shmuel is over there? So the first answer of the Gemara is, Lefi Shanashim Dab Ronios Hain. Because women sometimes talk a lot. Ushmuel Amar, and the second answer is, Shmuel says, Kidei Lestakal B'yafio Shal Shaul. Dixiv, Mishichmo V'mala Gavoa Mikola'am. The second answer is that they were kind of taken by how attractive Shaul was. Shaul was an extremely handsome person, and they just wanted to look at him for a little longer, so they elongated the conversation, so that way they can look at him for a little longer. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's none of those reasons. Rather, lefisha ein malchus nogas bechaverta afilu kimlo nima. So no, Hashem has everything calculated to a T, which means that Shmuel was supposed to be in charge for a certain amount of time, and Shaul was supposed to take over from him. So there was still a few minutes left for Shmuel to be in charge before Shaul took over. So Hashem needed this delay, so that's why these women continued to go ahead and talk in this situation. But again, what was all of this talking about? This was all talking about in the context of the source for bracha rishona. So now we have the continuation of the brayso. Ve'en li'ela berachas hamazon. This is all talking about berachas hamazon that we have all these sources for berachas haTorah minayim. But how do we know that you need to make a berachas haTorah? So if you remember, we saw the Daf Yud Aleph and a few other places. How do we know that you need to make a berachas haTorah? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says Kal v'chomer. It can be derived from a Kal v'chomer. Achai Sham Mivarech. When we're making or doing things that's here for just this world, the temporary life, so we make a bracha on food and such things. Achai Olam Haba, Lokol Shkin. So on things which are going to give us eternal life in the Olam HaEmes, we're not going to make a bracha. Rabbi Chaya Bar Nachmani, Tamidosh Rabbi Yishmael, Olam Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, Ino Tzarech. We don't need that source. We have another source for Birchas HaTorah. Harei Yom Omer Al Haaretz HaTovah Shenasam Lach. The pasuk says that we should bless Hashem for the good that He gave you. Ulalanu Omer, and elsewhere it says that Nalacha Saluchos Haevin VaTorah VaMitzvah. So we have a Gzera Shava that teaches us of the that Nalacha that He gave you, shows us that this is referring to a bracha al HaTorah. So the first source is a Kal v'chomer. The second source is a Gzera Shava teaching us that you need to make a Berachas HaTorah. Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Minayin Shek Kishem Shem Mivarech Al HaTova, Kach Mivarech Al Ra. And how do we know that? Just as you make a bracha on good things, you need to make a bracha on bad things as well. Talmud Lomar, Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem Elokecha. Because the pasuk says, that which Hashem Elokecha, your God, has given to you. Dayonecha, Elokecha is a reference to Hashem being our judge. Bechol din shedanecha, this refers to any judgment that Hashem judges us with. Bein mida tovo, bein mida puranos. Whether Hashem is judging us for the good or but judging us for the bad. Rabbi Yudah Membisera Omer, Rabbi Yudah Membisera says we have a different source for the fact that we have to make a Birchas HaTorah. Eino Tzarech, he says, Eino Tzarech, Harei Omer, Tova HaTova, Tova Zu Torah. Because there's another Gzirshav of Tova and HaTova. Tova is Zu Torah. Tova is referring to the Torah. V'chinu Omer Kilech HaTov Nasati Lachen. HaTova Zu Benin Yerushalayim. And HaTova is referring to Yerushalayim. V'chinu Omer HaHaratov HaZeh V'Halavanon. So we see that just as you need a bracha for that, you would need to go ahead and bless Hashem for the Torah as well. This teaches us that we need a Birchas HaTorah. This is Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, talking about the sources for Birchas HaMazon, Bracha Rishona, Birchas HaTorah, and all of the brachos that we make in a day. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay.